The American Council for Technology and Industry Advisory Council, ACT IAC, is a potent force in the $80 billion federal information technology market. With hundreds of companies and thousands of people, it's been sponsoring conferences, seminars, studies, even charity events for nearly a quarter century. Ted Davies is the new executive vice chairman of ACT IAC. His day job is president of Unisys Federal, and he joins us now. Ted, good morning.
Morning, Tom.
All right, so that title, executive vice chairman, have you taken a leave from Unisys to do this?
I do this in my so-called spare time, evenings, weekends, and whenever I need to. But yeah, it's been a fun commitment so far.
And so, so tell us what your vision is for ACT IAC. I mean, you've really, as far as trade groups and interest groups goes, it's really a aircraft carrier.
It is an aircraft carrier, but I think it's moving in the right direction. And one of the reasons that I offered to get involved is I really respect the mission of the organization. And Tom, as you know, because you've been at many of the big conferences, that ACT IAC is really chartered to advance government through collaboration, education, and action. And it's a pretty unique organization due to the high level of participation from both the government side and industry side working together. So, you know, I think it's a great organization for bringing people together. And as I come into this, of course, I'm a vice chair this year. Dan Chenick from IBM is the chair this year. But Dan and I are working together with the ACT leadership to make sure that we do a few things. One is to really broaden the participation across the government community. What we found over the past years, and certainly everybody listening knows this, that you know IT problems are not just restricted to being solved by the IT community by itself. You have to involve folks from the acquisition world, from the finance world, from the HR world, and so we're really trying to expand the activity and the interest and the participation from other parts of the government, including also, by the way, mission folks and stakeholders. So that's kind of one big priority. The second one is really to continue to be the premier go-to organization for performance improvement and big ideas. And when the government's facing challenges, different agencies or OMB can ask us for thought pieces. And it's an organization that can bring government and industry together to give kind of a vendor neutral and agency neutral ideas and information. So that's kind of a second thing we're working on. The third one is around workforce development, and the ACT IAC Academy is really starting to take off, expanding the opportunities for government and industry to learn together on topics of interest. And the learning together, I think, is really unique. You know, most of us have training programs in industry, and government has training programs, but it's very rare to be able to sit in a room with other people, both in government and industry, and learn about topics and contribute to each other's learning. So those are some of the big priority areas we're focusing on right now.
Now, you work for a company that is kind of a hybrid of services and products with a products background, but really you spent a lot of time in the services industry when you were with Booz Allen. And so that seems to be a big shift in what the government is buying, shifting from products to services. And you've seen the rise of some of these big consulting companies. Is that an issue that ACT IAC is looking at and dealing with?
What I would say is the government's buying solutions. You know, they're not necessarily buying a product or a service, but they want solutions to their problems. And especially with areas like when you move to the cloud, you know, the role of systems integrator is really changing today. And no longer are you going to patch together some products in your lab and develop them and give them to the customer. You've got to figure out, you know, which providers that are out there can provide the best solutions. So I think of the industry as evolving towards solution providing as opposed to services or just straight technology.
And I want to talk about the federal side or the federal government employees side of this. You know, early on in the current administration, there was a little bit of arm's length dealing with respect to contractors and the whole drive to undo outsourcing and take it insourcing. And then there were the ethics things that occurred as a result of some developments in conferences so that people were afraid to even come to an event and get a Danish if they didn't have clearance from the lawyers. Are you seeing that melt a little bit and get back to normal?
Yeah, I'm not sure I would say normal. I definitely has in your word melted a little bit. ACT-IAC had some impact, but I'll tell you the participation has been very strong over the last few years at our conferences. And you know, we hold kind of the four big conference events. We also have half day forums. We do program events and special interest groups, and we've had thousands of people participate in those over the past 9 months. And very strong participation from government. The other thing that I think is very exciting is that the American Council for Technology is the government board, and the Industry Advisory Council is the industry board. And there have been times I think in the history where the American Council for Technology leadership it wasn't as robust. And right now there's 17 agencies represented on the ACT board. So you're getting strong leadership from the government. I think that's a real important priority that we have to continue to expand that. And Rick Holgate from ATF is the head of the ACT board. He's done a great job at leading that organization. So if you have strong leadership and you get good participation from the government side, then you have good conferences and good events, and it's a kind of a virtuous cycle where people want to go to the next one.
We're speaking with Ted Davies. He's the new executive vice chairman of the ACT-IAC and also president of Unisys Federal. Let's talk about some of those events. I went to the very first Leadership Management of Change conference way back in Charlottesville a long time. ELC, rather. The ELC conference, Executive Leadership Conference. Been to early MOCs, too. And, there were a couple hundred people there. It was very collegial. Now you go, and it's a mob scene. And so how does that change the way you deliver information at an event like that? And are you satisfied with how big it is?
Well, we cap registration at 900, and the target is to have two-thirds industry and one-third government. And it's meant to be a forum where executives can get together and discuss the major issues of the day. And the format, it continues to evolve a little bit, but it's a pretty successful format. It's in Williamsburg now, and it's this fall, October 26th to the 28th. It really has worked out well. You have outside speakers come in and really give some interesting thinking around what's going on in the larger world and the IT world and how it's going to impact government. And you certainly have the smaller group sessions during the middle day where it's more of almost like a working session. And then the last day, our CXO morning, is typically panels and interactive discussion and some roundtable discussion. So it really has been a successful format. It's an opportunity for people to really get together and talk in a little bit of a more casual environment than you might have otherwise. So it's worked out well.
And you mentioned workforce development. What are some of the activities that ACT-IAC has going there, and who are they aimed at?
Well, we have the IAC Academy, which is really chartered to build program content and deliver that. Last year was really the year that we started to get off the ground, and it's been a successful program. We also got accreditation so that people can get their continuing education units when they attend those programs, and it's something that allows government industry to come together. We had 118 individuals, including 68 government leaders, earned CEUs in this past year, and we expect to continue to build on the content there. So we're really excited about where that's going.
Now, in the issue of performance improvement, that's been a big push by the Office of Management and Budget over the past few years with the establishment of performance improvement officers and all kinds of metrics and data gathering. What do you do with that area, and do you get some cooperation from OMB?
OMB has been a big proponent of ACT-IAC, and they have used us over the year. We've met with Steve Van Roekel and his senior team numerous times, and they do continue to solicit our ideas, and we've actually published papers. One of the ones that got a lot of interest, I think, in the last 6 months was our 7S for Success framework, where OMB asked us to look at what are the drivers for successful IT programs. And we actually published a paper, and Dan was on the Hill testifying before Congress about it. So, those are the kind of things that they can come to us for and ask us for our insights. And the process we use is we involve industry leaders and government leaders to come together and come up with some really solid recommendations for the government.
And so we will sort of end where we started. You've got a full-time day job, as a lot of people do, and yet this is a pretty demanding operation considering all the companies involved in programs. How do you sort all that out, someone from your standpoint?
Sure. You know, when one thing that I think is important, because a lot of organizations are struggling today, ACT-IAC is a very solid foundation. It's fiscally sound. The leadership and management, the full-time staff, the director, Ken Allen, very strong management team, leadership team. And so, you know, they take care of all the details. What they really need is ideas and insights from industry and government. And, boy, you got a lot of volunteers to step up. And, you know, I've seen other organizations have trouble with volunteers, but we continue to get great people from across the board, you know, volunteering their time. So it's not as if myself or anybody else has to do all the work. You got plenty of help. It's a good, strong, you know, ACT board and an IAC board, and kind of everybody works together to get things done. So it works out okay.
And has anyone analyzed the roster of companies and kind of compared it to those that joined, say, 25 years ago when the whole thing got started, 23 years ago? Some of those companies didn't exist back then, and some of the big supporters back then are long gone.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes. I can't give you an answer on, you know, analysis way back, but I can tell you that 70% of the members today are small business. And, you know, small business really gets them the value out of this, because otherwise it's hard for them to get an understanding of what's going on in a bigger forum. You know, the big companies are operating in lots of different agencies, and so we get to hear and see what's going on. But some of the smaller guys, they're kind of focused in one place. So this is a great forum for them to contribute and to learn and meet new people. So we do have a lot of new interest and a lot of new companies joining, and the landscape's going to continue to change, I think.
I guess it's fair to say that a lot of those people do volunteer because it's a chance to get to potential customers in an environment that's ethical, and it would be natural to talk to them. And I think everyone kind of agrees to that, correct?
You're a great spokesperson. That's exactly right. It's ethical, and it's vendor and technology neutral, and it's a way to meet people and get an understanding of what their challenges are. And, you know, somewhere down the road, it may contribute to business development. I don't know, but I think many of the folks really want to contribute and do the right thing. And if it ends up a new relationship, that's a good thing as well.
And it's fair to say the government people actually want to hear from companies from time to time that they don't often get the time to, because they know what's going on in the technology market.
It really is helpful. It's a forum that they can ask questions and learn without feeling like they've got to, you know, be talking about a solicitation. And that's really a great environment to pick up ideas and information. And I think, you know, the government folks really are asking for more of that opportunity. And I also wouldn't underestimate the opportunity for government to learn from government. So, you know, you go to events and you have different government folks talking about what they're doing in their agencies. So they don't have enough opportunities to talk themselves as well. So that ability to talk, you can't overstate the importance of that in getting improved government.
Ted Davies is the Executive Vice Chairman of ACT-IAC and President of Unisys Federal. Good luck in the next year, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. And for those that want to learn more, actiac.org. Lots of events coming up, and we'd love to have more participation from both government and industry.